Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leading the Unleadable by Alan Willett tackles a familiar workplace reality. Some of the most talented people are also the hardest to lead. Instead of framing difficult behavior as a simple attitude problem, Willett approaches it as a leadership challenge with patterns that can be diagnosed and addressed. The book focuses on high-impact personalities such as mavericks who resist control, cynics who undermine momentum, divas who demand special treatment, and other difficult colleagues who can drain energy from a team. Willett emphasizes practical management tactics that protect results without demeaning the individual, helping leaders maintain standards while keeping relationships functional. Readers can expect guidance on setting clearer expectations, confronting counterproductive behaviors early, and using influence rather than authority when authority is not enough. The central promise is straightforward: learn how to keep strong performers engaged and accountable, reduce the collateral damage of toxic dynamics, and create a culture where collaboration and execution win, even when personalities clash. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosing the difficult person without oversimplifying. A key idea in the book is that difficult behavior is not one uniform problem. It often comes from recognizable patterns that require different responses. Mavericks may reject structure because they value autonomy and speed. Cynics may resist because they expect disappointment and want to protect themselves. Divas may be driven by status and recognition, while other difficult colleagues might be insecure, politically motivated, or simply unaware of their impact. Willett encourages leaders to separate performance from behavior and to look for the hidden logic behind someone's actions. This diagnostic mindset matters because the wrong label leads to the wrong intervention. Treating a principled dissenter like a saboteur can destroy trust, while excusing a chronic underminer as just passionate can erode the team. The book's approach pushes managers to pay attention to triggers, recurring situations, and the interpersonal cost of the person's style. It also highlights the value of checking your own contribution, such as unclear goals, inconsistent follow-through, or rewarding heroics that encourage rule-breaking. By accurately identifying the type of challenge you are facing, you can choose responses that are proportionate, respectful, and more likely to change outcomes rather than escalate conflict. Secondly, setting boundaries, roles, and expectations that are hard to game, difficult people often thrive in ambiguity. When goals are vague, decisions are reversible, or accountability is inconsistent, strong personalities can fill the vacuum and reshape reality to suit themselves. Willett's leadership playbook emphasizes creating clarity that leaves less room for manipulation while still respecting expertise. This starts with defining the real job, outcomes, priorities, decision rights, and non-negotiable behaviors. It also includes clarifying how collaboration is supposed to work, such as response times, meeting norms, escalation paths, and what quality looks like. The point is not to control everything, but to specify the few rules that protect the team. Boundaries also cover interpersonal conduct. Leaders are urged to address disrespect, chronic negativity, or special pleading as work issues, not personal preferences. When expectations are written, repeated, and linked to business impact, conversations shift from personality debates to observable facts. Willett also stresses consistency. If one person is allowed to bypass processes because they deliver, others learn that rules are optional and resentment grows. Clear boundaries allow a manager to say yes to autonomy and creativity while still insisting on alignment, transparency, and basic professionalism. Over time, this structure reduces drama and makes coaching easier because the target is specific behavior, not a vague sense that someone is difficult. Thirdly, using influence techniques when authority is not enough, many difficult employees are influential precisely because they have scarce skills, strong reputations, or informal power. Willett highlights that leading them often requires persuasion, framing, and relationship leverage more than positional authority. That means understanding what the person values, then connecting organizational needs to those motivations. A maverick may respond to a challenge framed as a mission with room for ingenuity, while a cynic may respond to evidence, risk mitigation, and a chance to prevent failure. A diva may respond to visible ownership, recognition tied to team outcomes, and clear trade-offs between privileges and responsibilities. The book's practical stance is that managers should prepare for conversations, define the desired change, anticipate objections, and choose language that reduces defensiveness. Influence also includes building coalitions so the difficult person is not the sole gatekeeper of progress. When a team aligns on priorities and norms, peer expectations carry weight, and the manager is not constantly trapped in one-on-one battles. Willett encourages leaders to combine empathy with firmness, showing respect for competence while being unwavering about the impact of disruptive behavior. This balance helps maintain engagement, preserves dignity, and increases the chance of cooperation without turning every interaction into a power struggle. Fourthly, having the hard conversations early, directly, and professionally, one of the most damaging patterns in managing difficult people is delay. Leaders tolerate issues too long, hoping results will compensate for behavior or that problems will resolve themselves. Willett emphasizes confronting counterproductive behavior early, with a focus on specific incidents and measurable impact. The goal is not venting frustration, but creating a clear feedback loop: what happened, why it matters, what needs to change, and what support will be provided. Effective feedback, as presented in the book's approach, avoids labeling someone as toxic or impossible. Instead, it anchors on observable actions such as interrupting colleagues, missing commitments, dismissing decisions, or spreading negativity that stalls execution. Willett also underscores listening during these conversations to uncover root causes like workload, misaligned incentives, unclear authority, or personal conflict. At the same time, the manager must hold the line. If the employee argues, reframes, or blames others, the leader returns to expectations and outcomes. Follow-up is essential. Document agreements, set checkpoints, and recognize improvement. When improvement does not occur, the leader escalates to formal consequences, which protects the broader team. This disciplined communication style reduces fear, prevents gossip from becoming the main feedback channel, and signals that performance includes how work gets done, not only what gets delivered. Lastly, building a team culture that does not reward difficult behavior. Managing one difficult person is easier than managing the culture that enables them. Willett draws attention to the organizational signals that allow mavericks, cynics, and divas to dominate. If leaders celebrate lone heroes, tolerate disrespect from top performers, or let chronic complainers set the emotional tone, difficult behavior becomes a rational strategy. A culture that values execution and collaboration must be designed and defended. That includes hiring and onboarding for values, defining team norms, and making collaboration part of performance evaluation. Willett's theme is that leaders should reward contributions that help others succeed, not just individual wins. Another culture lever is transparency. When decisions are explained, progress is visible, and responsibilities are shared, it becomes harder for a cynical narrative to take over. Regular retrospectives and after-action reviews can redirect blame into learning. Psychological safety also matters, but it does not mean avoiding conflict. It means people can raise concerns without resorting to sarcasm, sabotage, or political games. Finally, the book's message implies that leaders must model the behavior they want, including calm responses, fairness, and consistency. Over time, a strong culture reduces the burden of managing difficult personalities because the team itself reinforces expectations, making disruptive behavior less profitable and collaboration the easiest path. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, team leads, project owners, and executives who are responsible for results but routinely face resistance from talented, strong-willed, or emotionally draining colleagues. It is also valuable for HR partners and anyone moving into leadership for the first time, because it reframes difficult behavior as a solvable management problem rather than a personal failing. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate: fewer exhausting conflicts, clearer expectations, and a repeatable way to protect team morale while still holding people accountable. By focusing on diagnosing patterns, setting boundaries, and using influence in disciplined conversations, the book helps leaders stop reacting and start leading with intent. It is worth buying compared to similar management titles because it concentrates on the hardest edge cases that many books mention but do not address in depth: the high performer who creates chaos, the cynic who poisons momentum, and the diva who demands exceptions. Instead of motivational slogans, it emphasizes concrete leadership moves that preserve dignity and drive behavior change. Readers walk away with a framework for balancing empathy with firmness and for building a culture where collaboration becomes non-negotiable. If you would like to support Alan Willett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.